1 year ago this week, Western embassies in India were ordering non-essential personnel to leave the country amid fears of war between India and Pakistan. Tensions were high following the December 2001 attack on the Indian Parliament. India blamed that attack on Pakistan-backed militants fighting to end Indian rule in the disputed region of Kashmir. Today, there is a thaw in relations, prompted by India's Prime Minister, Atal Bihari Vajpayee. He ordered Pakistan the hand of friendship in a speech just over a month ago. Since then, the two sides have announced a number of confidence-building measures, including restoration of full diplomatic relations. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
In one of the latest confidence-building measures undertaken by the two sides, India this week announced the resumption of twice-weekly bus service to Pakistan. The service was halted after the attack on the Indian Parliament. Air and rail links between the two countries were severed as well. The bus service was especially popular with those who have relatives on the other side. Many, like Asma, a nanny in New Delhi, haven't seen their relatives in nearly 2 years.
It's very good. I'm happy to hear the bus is going to start very soon because I like to go to Pakistan to visit my family.
India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee this week promised more measures aimed at improving relations with Pakistan, with the purpose, Vajpayee said, of creating an atmosphere in which the two sides can resume talks on all outstanding issues, including the disputed region of Kashmir. Political analyst Kanti Bajpayee says the thaw is a step in the right direction, but only a step.
All that means is that we'll be back to where we were, about a year and a half or two ago, before the terrorist strikes on the Indian Parliament, and it's just a cold peace at the very best. And the issue of terrorism, as well as the difficulties in Kashmir, remain, and those are very important.
Retired Lieutenant General V.R. Raghavan, director of the Delhi Policy Group, says any steps that bring India and Pakistan toward normalcy, even strained normalcy, as he puts it, are welcome. But he too believes serious talks are a long way off.
I believe that we are seeing for the time being, some kind of a theater of both sides indicating their willingness to engage and go forward. But there are huge domestic costs, both in Pakistan and in India, to a serious engagement at a high enough level. Therefore, we will see for some time to come, 6 months at least, we'll see these promises and these minuets, these small steps taking place, but no serious engagement as such.
Raghavan says he believes Prime Minister Vajpayee's government will wait until after elections next year before starting any serious dialogue with Pakistan. But he is encouraged that both countries, with prompting from the U.S., appear willing to lower the temperature in the region. Both he and analyst Kanti Bajpayee agree there is growing public sentiment in favor of peace with Pakistan, but both also agree that real peace will take years to achieve. Kanti Bajpayee says a roadmap for peace in South Asia may prove more elusive than one for the Middle East. For starters, he says, international pressure on India and Pakistan isn't as great.
Secondly, these are two very big, rather turbulent countries, and it's not easy for them to change course, and it's not easy for outsiders to make them change course, I think. And I think third, the Israeli-Palestinian problem, all said and done, has, at least on some very basic principles, got much further along quite a long time ago. And a lot of regional players have encouraged it, such as Egypt and Jordan. We don't have anything of that kind in South Asia either.
In addition, there is the issue of what India calls cross-border terrorism in Indian-controlled Kashmir. Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf has pledged to crack down on militants crossing from the Pakistani side. India insists a sharp reduction in infiltration is a precondition for real talks. But even if that reduction occurs, one high-profile attack by the militants, V.R. Raghavan says, could turn the recent thaw into a chill by forcing the Indian government to respond militarily.
Indians are losing their patience over this matter. And if it is a kind of an incident of a kind which is not only provocative, but makes both the government and the Indian people look in a poor light, then I see every possibility that a punitive military strike will take place. And once that happens, we will be on a higher threshold of action and responses in future.
But for the moment, the two countries appear headed away from war, when this time last year, it seemed they were on the verge of one. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.